The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
I told you the Brewers really needed to take two of three from the Cubs. I told you I thought there was a good chance they would get swept by the Braves. I didn't know they were going to look this bad. Gallardo looked injured before he got injured. I actually didn't see much of the game. I heard some of the game on the radio. That's enough of that. I knew this was going to be a bad series. They don't match up well with the Braves at all. Braves have an even better pitching staff than does the Brewers, and do the Brewers, and the Brewers can't hit the ball right now against even okay pitching staffs. That's enough on that. All right. Some of you heard me say that I didn't know what topic to take up to start the segment. The death of the Tea Party, is it exaggerated? Or the death of American exceptionalism. Got a lot of death going on today. I think we'll do the Tea Party one first. We'll do that first. By the way, I have to share this story. You know, sometimes I just don't realize. Those of you listening in the Lakeshore in central Wisconsin, I'm in a building where we have, how many radios? Six radio stations now, right, Matt? If you count that one FM as one. Yeah. Okay, six radio stations. I forget that there are people in the building who don't listen to the show. Well, I don't listen to their stations all that often either, but I do. They've got this training going on for the sales reps in our atrium. It's our building in Green Bay. It's a beautiful building, and it has an atrium. That's where I did the Senate debate in 2012. Our music stations do shows there. So all of the sales types are in there, I don't know, getting trained on something. I have no idea. And a sales rep that I don't normally see ran into me in the hallway and she goes, you lost weight. I've been talking about it on the air for almost 4 months now. Well, I just don't know, you know. I was wearing sunglasses coming back from my lunch workout yesterday, and we have a hallway. Matt, that hallway down that way is always dark. Mm-hmm. Now, this woman does see me all the time. She didn't know who I was. Oh. I could tell. I mean, I could tell because I said hi, and I had my sunglasses. She goes, I called her by name. She said, hi. And you can tell. You can tell when someone's, who the hell is that? So, and also, I received a request for a before and after picture yesterday. Because people hear me talking about having lost, it's pushing 60 pounds, about 55 pounds. Well, I sent the listener one. If you go to jerrybadershow.com, just go to that video library. You can go back, and I had a feeling she was skeptical of the claim, and that's why she wanted a before and after picture. Just, if you go to jerrybadershow.com, scroll down, and you'll see all the after-show videos. Just go back to January 24th, and then look at yesterday's. I mean, if you think I'm not telling the truth about it, how could I get away with lying about that? I mean, of all the things that you can't lie about, is a large weight loss. Anyway, so there it is. As expected, Mitch McConnell, Senate Minority Leader, Mitch McConnell, won a primary yesterday in his home state of Kentucky, obviously, quite easily. This was not unexpected. He took about 60% of the vote compared with businessman Matt Bevin, Tea Party darling, who got about 36%. Everybody knew that was going to happen. Similar stories around the country. In fact, the headline that the Wall Street Journal has, GOP sees primaries taming the Tea Party. It is fair to say that establishment Republicans had a very big night. in these primaries. But what does that mean? The narrative is that the establishment has beat back, after 5 years, the Republican establishment, which is more moderate than the Tea Party, has beat back the Tea Party. So the narrative is those Tea Party extremists have been beaten into submission by the moderate, sensible establishment Republican Party. Well, is that what happened? I don't think this is an easy answer. Let me throw everything out there and then I'll take calls on this. I don't think this is easily defined as to where we are right now in the conservative movement when it comes to the Tea Party movement and the establishment Republican Party. Let's start with McConnell's race. McConnell was heavily targeted by national Tea Party groups. He was seen as not being aggressive enough from the minority leadership position against Harry Reid and any other number list of grievances against him. It was clear for some time by the polls that McConnell was going to win. Now, what was interesting about this, McConnell ran on the very things that the Tea Party movement thought made him vulnerable, that he's a longtime inside the Beltway guy, that he's an establishment guy, that he's brought home the bacon for his state, and so on. All of the things that are supposed to be an anathema to the Tea Party movement, he doubled, tripled, quadrupled down on, and won big. Did that work? Did he convince a majority, a large majority of Republican / conservative voters, that there's an upside to having been there a long time? I don't know, but I don't think so. Here's the camp that I'm in on this. That those who are right of center, from a little bit right of center to nearly the far right of center, have become pragmatic. 2012 is still fresh in their rearview mirror. They want to win, and they've become convinced, at least in enough numbers, to have a big night last night for Republicans, establishment Republicans, that a Senate majority with an R is better than with a D, even if it's not dominated by a Tea Party R. Same thing with the House of Representatives. They want to win. They want both houses of Congress, and they want the White House in 2016. I think this trend of pragmatism is being misread as, no, you know, those extremist Tea Partiers, yeah, they're too far out there. No, I think what voters have found is that the Tea Party movement and some of the national groups that now, quite frankly, have too much influence in it, weren't practical, weren't pragmatic. I've been saying this over and over. The easiest thing you can do is find someone who agrees with everything you can say. Here's what I think was defeated yesterday. The demonization of the word electable. The word electable becomes synonymous with rhino. And I don't think that's true. Now, I don't live in Kentucky, so I don't know the dynamics of that race all that well. But I can see where conservative voters, people who identify with the Tea Party, said, no, I don't think Bevin can win. And I am disappointed with Mitch McConnell. I don't think he's been aggressive enough on the conservative agenda. But a bird in the hand really is worth more than two in the bush. So I'm going to vote for Mitch McConnell. I don't think that is an unreasonable position. And obviously that's what happened. Does this mean the Tea Party is dead? No. Is the observation true that, in fact, the Tea Party has been successful in pulling the establishment party to the right? To a degree, yes. They're now debating things that they never debated before. They're taking positions they've never taken before. So what's the future of the Tea Party movement from here? Here's what I think the answer is. I don't think it's dead. I don't think it's been beaten into submission. It has to be more selective and more discerning. And by it, I mean these groups who use their influence to pick and choose candidates. They have to find, if they want to reestablish themselves, they have to find quality, well-rounded candidates who hold their belief system, who can win. And when they don't turn out to walk on water, who's Ron Johnson for 1,000, Alex? When they don't turn out to walk on water, don't throw them overboard and drown them. The notion that Ron Johnson is suddenly an enemy of the Tea Party that elected him is absurd. Don't let the pursuit of perfection get in the way of accepting very good to excellent. That's the. By the way, I'm not necessarily assigning that to Mitch McConnell. But I can understand why Republican and conservative Kentucky voters would say, no, you know what? We need the damn Senate. Now, the other side of that is if Republicans do get the Senate, which I think they will, do grow the House majority, which I think they will, they are, and this would be their mistake, to read this that they don't have to listen to what conservative voters are saying. Because if they regain that authority, that power, that control of Congress, and continue along moderate ways, the Tea Party in finding primary candidates that can win will be even more effective. But that's where I see this. The Tea Party continues to have influence, although a CBS poll shows that it hits new low in terms of those who identify with it. 15%, that's the lowest since CBS News began asking about it when it surfaced in 2010. I believe that the movement to the right of the Republican Party continues to be there. I think it would be helpful to get it back to more grassroots again. But whoever is pulling the levers has to understand you need quality candidates who can win. And somebody with a college degree isn't necessarily evil. Somebody with a master's degree isn't necessarily evil. Someone with a law degree isn't necessarily evil. You have to understand winning is everything. And to say, yeah, but this person believes every damn thing I believe, so I want them, and then they can't win a general election. It is that pragmatism, I think, which has seized the day. That doesn't necessarily mean the death of the Tea Party, but the Tea Party itself is going to have to become more pragmatic if it wants to continue to pull the Republican Party to the right, which I think it can do. But it does need to be more discerning. Those are my thoughts. If you have any thoughts, agree, disagree with some, most, all, whatever, I don't care. 406-1360, 888-455-1360, it's 920.